morning. Welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance Conference Calón, the proposed economic program 2009. With us today are Gerardo Rodríguez, head of the Public Debt Unit, and Miguel Mesmacher, head of the Economic Planning Unit. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 85 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star, then the number 86 on your telephone keypad. Thank you, Mr. Mesmacher. You may begin your conference.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance conference call on the proposed economic program for 2009. As a reminder to our friends from the press, this call is off the record. What I will do, as usual, is start with a brief overview of what we're expecting for 2008, then proceed with what we are expecting for 2009, both in terms of economic activity, public finances, and public debt. Starting with what we're seeing for the Mexican economy in 2008, during 2008, production and employment in the Mexican economy have had a relatively good performance despite less favorable international conditions. During the first half of the year, the real value of GDP grew 2.7%, and the flow of foreign direct investment to the country was $10.5 billion. Up to July 31st of 2008, the annual increase of employees registered at IMSS was 318,000 people, 2.3% increase, while the increase in the number of formal jobs during the year, that is with respect to the end of 2007, was of 302,000 people. We are forecasting that during 2008, Mexico's GDP will grow at an annual rate of 2.4%, while annual headline inflation is expected to be close to 5.5% by the end of the year. We're expecting that the traditional public balance will be in balance, while the primary surplus would be equal to 2% of GDP. In 2008, the budget is expected to be balanced as a result of 2,681,000,000,000 pesos in terms of total revenues and expenditures, which is 1.8% higher in real terms than those observed in 2007. The public sector's budgetary revenues are expected to be 136 billion higher than those that were approved for 2008. Within this increase of 336 billion pesos, 152 billion pesos are oil-related revenues, 18 billion pesos will be from public entities under budgetary control different from Pemex, 5.1 billion pesos will be from the federal government's non-tax, non-oil revenues, and we will be observing a shortfall of almost 40 billion pesos in non-oil tax revenues. The total net budgetary expenditures of the public sector are expected to be 22.1% of GDP. Programmable expenditures are expected to exceed the amount approved in the Federation's expenditure budget for 2008 by 123 billion pesos due to the public expenditure increases derived from the excess revenues estimated for the end of the year. Non-programmable expenditures are expected to be 12.6 billion pesos higher than those approved for 2008 due to an increase in deferred payments of close to 13 billion pesos and an increase in shareable revenue transfers to states and municipalities of 19 billion pesos, which implies a 19% increase in real terms with respect to 2007. On the other hand, financial costs are anticipated to be 20 billion pesos lower, mainly due to the exchange rate appreciation. The public sector borrowing requirements are estimated at 1.8% of GDP by the end of 2008, which is 0.6 percentage points higher than the ones at the end of 2007. Moving on now to the economic outlook for 2009, although private sector analysts expect GDP growth in the United States to be similar in 2009 to the one estimated in 2008, they anticipate an acceleration in industrial activity, which is estimated to grow 1% in real annual terms in 2009, compared with an expected increase of 0.2% for 2008. Consistent with that and with the dynamism of domestic demand, we are forecasting that during 2009, Mexican GDP will register growth of 3% in real annual terms. This economic scenario also anticipates that inflation will be close to 3.8% in 2009. The budget proposal implies we will be maintaining a balanced budget for next year and that the primary surplus will be equivalent to 2.2 percentage points of GDP. This figure is consistent with the current account deficit in the balance of payments equivalent to 1.1% of GDP. We are anticipating a decrease in oil production and export platforms for 2009, though these will be smaller than the ones expected for 2008. Oil production and export platforms are forecast at $2,750,000 and $1,336,000 barrels a day for next year, implying annual reductions of 3.8% and 8.6% respectively. In 2009, the production in the Cantarell field is expected to continue falling, which will be partially compensated for production increases in Kuma Luzab, as well as in assets located in Costa Rica, Altamira, Samaria Luna, and the coast of Tabasco. Supply and demand conditions for hydrocarbons during 2009 are expected to lead to high average prices for WTI, together with a significant degree of volatility. In this context, the reference price for the Mexican oil mix in 2009 is $80.3 per barrel, as calculated by the formula defined in the Federal Budget and Fiscal Responsibility Law. The economic package does not include any proposals for substantive changes to laws, regulations, or procedures governing the current fiscal framework. For the first time in 15 years, no tax bill, that is, no miscellanea fiscal, was presented to Congress. Budgetary revenues are estimated at 2,820 billion pesos, a figure higher by 153 billion pesos than the amount presented in the Federation's revenue law for 2008, and 11 billion pesos higher with respect to what is expected for the end of 2008. Oil-related revenues will be 2.4% higher in real terms with respect to those approved for 2008, though they register a 4.4% decrease in real terms with respect to that estimated for the end of 2008. The reduction with respect to the value that we expect at the end of 2008 is mainly due to a revision in the oil price. We are expecting an average oil price for 2009 of $96.5 per barrel, while we're using $80.3 per barrel for the budget of next year, together with the anticipated decrease in the oil export platform that I mentioned earlier. Non-oil related revenues are expected to increase 2.3% and 3.3% in real terms compared to those estimated in the federal revenue law for 2008 and to the end of 2008 respectively. Tax revenues are expected to be higher by 1% with respect to those approved for 2008, but they are expected to increase by 4.5% in real terms compared to the estimated amount for the end of 2008. This last figure is higher than the anticipated growth rate of economic activity due to the fact that we are incorporating higher efficiency in tax collection as well as the increase in the tax rate associated with Tudayeto from 16.5% to 17%, derived from the public finance reform that was approved in 2007. Within non-oil tax revenues, worth noting are the real expansions in the income tax of 5.9%, Dayetu of 8.9%, VAT 4.1%, and the tax on cash deposits of 147% during next year. Revenues from public entities under budgetary control other than PEMEX show a real increase of 2.6% with respect to the end of 2008, mainly due to increased economic activity and, on the other hand, non-tax, non-oil revenues are expected to be lower by 13.8% in real terms compared to the end of 2008, explained by lower non-recurrent revenues. In terms of public expenditures, the expenditure policy that is proposed for 2009 strengthens public programs and government actions in order to address the national priorities and achieve the objectives and goals set forth in the National Development Plan 2007-2012. In particular, it favors spending on public security and justice administration, increases social expenditures, reinforces actions and programs to foster economic development, and encourages environment protection and a sustainable use of natural resources. Worth noting is that consistent with the existing legal framework, the 2009 budget project considered results-based budgeting and the performance evaluation system. In those programs, particularly those related with social expenditures that have some kind of evaluation, the obtained results and recommendations were taken into account. In addition, progress has been made in the improvement and incorporation of strategic and execution indicators, as well as in monitoring the compliance of goals and targets associated to the program. In addition, for the first time, the federal executive proposes multi-annual investment budgets for infrastructure projects to be approved by the Chamber of Deputies. The following features from the expenditure decree proposal for 2009 are worth noting. Consistent with the estimated amount of budgetary revenues, and in order to maintain a balanced budget, the proposed net paid expenditures for 2009 are 2,820 billion pesos, higher by 153 billion pesos to the approved amount for 2008. Programmable accrued expenditures are 2,118 billion pesos, 6.3% higher in real terms than those approved for 2008. Resources channeled to order, security, and justice will increase by 32.9% in real terms with respect to the approved amount for 2008, and the budget of the Ministries of Public Security, the Interior, Defense, and Marine, as well as the General Attorney of the Republic, will increase by 50%, 25%, 16%, 12%, and 29% in real terms, respectively. The resources allocated to the Ministry of Social Development and the National Council of Science and Technology will increase by 26% and 25% in real terms, respectively. Expenditures channeled to social development will increase by 6.2%. Investment fostered by the public sector will be 531 billion pesos, similar in real terms to the approved one for 2008. This is equivalent to 4.1% of GDP, and this implies that fostered investment during the 2007 to 2009 period will be 43% higher in real terms than the average observed during the period 2000 to 2006. Federalized expenditures will increase 3.7%, and within share of the revenues will be increasing 4.1%, which will imply that they reach 3.3%, the highest historically approved level since the fiscal coordination system was established in 1978. In terms of public debt, the public debt policy of the present administration is oriented to manage public liabilities in a prudent and efficient manner. With this, public credit policies will be seeking next year to satisfy the financing requirements of the federal government at the lowest possible cost, maintaining a suitable level of risk and contributing to the development of national financial markets. Consistent with that, the strategy of debt of the federal government in 2009 will be following two guidelines. First, to continue the use of internal debt to finance not only the deficit of the federal government, but also the service of external debt. And second, to improve the cost and maturity structure of the external debt, diminishing its relative weight in the total debt of the federal government. For 2009, a net internal indebtedness by the federal government of $295 billion is requested, derived from the anticipated deficit incorporated in the budget for 2009, as well as a net external reduction of public sector debt of at least 0.5, that is $500 million, and the approval of loans with international financial multilateral organizations equivalent to a net indebtedness of up to $2 billion. The public sector borrowing requirements in 2008 will be equivalent to 2% of GDP, the same percentage that was authorized by Congress for 2008. This level is consistent with a reduction of the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements as a proportion of GDP and with maintaining the level of investment fostered by the public sector. The increase in 0.2 percentage points of GDP in the public sector borrowing requirements in 2009 compared with the expected amount in 2008 will be channeled to foster investment and to the promotion of investment in strategic sector service by development banks. In this way, by the end of 2009, the historical balance of the public sector's borrowing requirements will be equivalent to 30.5% of GDP, 0.2 percentage points lower than the expected closing amount for 2008, maintaining the downward trend of the public sector borrowing requirement as a proportion of GDP. With that, we would conclude with the initial remarks and open the session of questions and answers. Thank you. Miss? Hello? With this, we would... Miss? Operator?
Hi?
Yes, with this we conclude the initial remarks and start with a question and answer session.
Okay, I'm going to repeat the instruction. If somebody wants to ask a question, just simply press star, then the number 85 on his telephone keypad. And if they want to withdraw your question, press star and then the number 86 on the telephone keypad. Go on. Hi.
Can you repeat the instructions for the questions, operator?
Okay, I'm going to repeat the instruction. If somebody wants to ask a question, just press star and then the number 85 on your telephone keypad. If somebody wants to withdraw their question, press star and then the number 86. Mr. Wilson wants to ask a question. Go on. Hi.
Operator, we cannot hear the question.
You cannot hear? Okay.
No.
Okay, wait a minute, please. You hear? Okay, Mr. Wilson wants to ask a question. Just have to press star and they the number 85. Mr. Wilson, go on.
Operator. Operator?
Yes, I am here.
We cannot hear the question.
You cannot hear the question?
No.
Okay, please, wait a minute, I'm checking, please. Mr. Masmacher?
Yes.
I'm trying to explain to Mr. Wilson, but nobody answered me. I'm asking him, but he didn't answer me. He's unavailable.
Okay, then let's continue with another question.
Okay. Hi. If somebody wants to ask a question, they can go do it. Go on. Just have to press the star and then the number 85 if you want to ask some questions. Yes, please go ahead. If you want to ask a question, please go ahead.
Okay, this is Gray Newman from Morgan Stanley. Two questions, and I was joined the call a little bit late. The first is the roughly 1.1% of additional gasto programable for 2008, and what I was curious, it's a large percentage of GDP, the roughly 122.9 billion pesos. How much of that has actually been spent, or does the finance ministry expect to be spent between now and the end of the year? The second part of the question refers to your estimates for U.S. growth. At Morgan Stanley, we're working with a significantly lower estimate for growth in 2009. If, for example, you were to work with, instead of U.S. growth of 1.5%, you were to work with growth, say, a third of that, say 0.5 or 0.6, what would that likely do to your budget assumptions? Thank you.
Good morning, Greg. Out of the 122 billion pesos that we're expecting to have in terms of excess revenues during the year, a very small amount has actually been spent during the first half of the year. So in the end, we will be observing, let's say, the excess revenues that we observed at the end of the first semester of this year were in the order of 40 billion pesos, so we're expecting about 80 billion pesos to materialize in the second half of the year. Now, in terms of how much of that will be spent, as you know, a part of that will be going into the oil stabilization funds. Now, given that the oil stabilization funds, some of those resources will be allocated in a second round to investment, and another part will be going into the fund that we have to support pension system reform. Overall, out of the 122 billion pesos, probably about half will end up going into the funds, and the other half will end up going into higher spending. And a lot of that we are expecting will be coming due during the second half of the year. Now, in terms of sort of our assumptions for growth in the U.S., I think that there are two elements that are important to consider here. One is the overall increase in GDP growth, and the other, as you know, the Mexican economy still has an important link with industrial production in the U.S. So, obviously, the two expectations matter in a very significant way. Basically, as you know, the forecast that we're incorporating are forecasts from consensus and blue chip forecasts. In a sense, we basically use what other people, what the consensus has for growth in the U.S., both in terms of GDP growth and in terms of industrial production. And even though GDP growth is expected to have a similar real increase in 2009, there is the expectation of an important acceleration in industrial production in 2009 with respect to 2008. Now, obviously, if we were to revise both GDP and industrial production forecast downwards, we would also be revising downwards our estimation both of GDP growth and of public sector revenues associated particularly with non-oil tax revenues. As you know, a reduction in GDP growth reduces our non-oil tax revenues by about 10 billion pesos.
The 10 billion pesos, I'm sorry, Miguel, thank you. The 10 billion pesos is per what unit, I'm sorry?
Per growth? Percentage point of GDP growth.
Okay.
Slightly above that, but that's more or less the order of magnitude.
Right, right. Could you just, as long as I have you on the line, it was a little difficult at the beginning to connect. If I can ask just one more question, could you just maybe walk through us again if the it has not changed this year from past years, but if the oil price were to come in below the budgeted $80 a barrel, could you just walk through us what the process on that is again? Thank you.
For sure, Greg. oil were to come by a lower amount with respect to the one that we have for the budget, let's say our first line of defense, in a sense, in order not to have to make adjustments to expenditures, is to use the oil stabilization fund, which, as you know, has reached its maximum level of close to 56 billion pesos. Now, what we can use from the oil stabilization fund is about half of its balance, together with the contributions that the fund would be getting in that year, which, as you know, we have a right for the oil stabilization fund, and in principle we could be using the resources that would be going into the fund for next year, together with, let's say, half of the amount that is in the reserve right now. That would allow us to cover a very significant shortfall in terms of oil prices for next year. So in principle, you would have to see a very significant reduction in oil prices for us not to be able to make up for that with what we have in the fund, together with what we have in the oil royalty for the oil stabilization fund. Now, if that proved to be insufficient, then we would have to start cutting and adjusting expenditures, and the guidelines are established in the fiscal responsibility law. We would first have to start making adjustments on expenditures for publicity, administrative costs, etc., and the basic idea would be that social expenditures and investment expenditures would be the last things to be adjusted.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Greg.
Okay, please go ahead. We have another question.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead with the next question, please.
Okay, if you want to ask a question, just press star and then the number 85. Please go ahead. Mr. Mesmacher?
Yes.
We now have another question. If you want to go forward with your conference, go ahead, please.
Could you just ask one more time, given the problems that we have had with the line, if we have any additional questions, please? And if not, we'll finish the conference call.
Okay. If somebody wants to ask a question, just press the star and then the number 85. If you don't have any question, please go ahead. Mr. Mesmacher, we don't have any questions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for being here with us this morning. An apology for the logistical...
I do have a question.
Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Following up with Grace's just previous question, I would like to ask you if your estimates for oil production for 2009, which are roughly around... 3% lower than in 2008, could they be a little bit too optimistic, given the fact that production has been somewhere around 15% lower in this year than in 2007, and in these previous years that has been the constant, significant lower production levels. And well, my second question would be if your estimates for if the budget for infrastructure isn't it a little bit too low in terms of what the national program for infrastructure would be demanding. Thank you.
Sure. I will answer the first question on oil production, and then Gerardo Rodriguez will discuss the infrastructure budget. Obviously, as you mentioned, there is a risk associated with the projection of oil, and that is something that we acknowledge in the program as a whole. As you mentioned, the reduction in oil production that we're expecting for next year is close to 3.5%, which is half of what we're expecting for 2008. What we're expecting for 2008 is a reduction of almost 8%. Here's something that one has to be careful with is the oil production platform and the oil export platform. The reduction in the oil export platforms are about double the reductions in the oil production platform. Now, as you know, this has been an issue the entire year. Part of the reduction that we observed during the first half of the year, and these are explanations from Pemex, had to do with problems in a particular duct that transferred oil from the Cantarell oil field to processing centers. And this apparently led to a temporary reduction of about 80 million barrels per day in the oil production and export platforms during, let's say, the second quarter of this year. Pemex is expecting, therefore, to see some recovery with respect to these low levels in the second half of 2008. Nevertheless, they are as well acknowledging that the reduction in Cantarell will continue going forward in spite of sort of this temporary recovery with respect to the low levels that we observed in the second quarter of this year, and they are forecasting this reduction for next year. We have been very insistent with Pemex that they had to produce a very objective and very careful forecast for this year that try to incorporate the risks associated with possible additional reductions in the platforms. But obviously, this is a risky endeavor. There is risk associated, and there are some risks to the downside in this projection. Now, what Pemex assured us was that this projection was a centered one, and that in the end they could as well end up having slightly higher production than the one that we have in the budget. Thank you.
Before moving forward into the next question, Miguel, this is Eduardo Torres from Bancomer.
Yes.
And another question I would like to ask you is, in terms of your growth projections, and how are you seeing the second half of this year, if the of 2008 are in terms of growth and the recovery process through 2009?
Sure. For the second half of this year, as you can see is implicit in the annual forecast, we are expecting importantly lower growth rates compared with the ones that we had during the first semester of this year. Now, again, consistent with sort of the consensus forecast for GDP and industrial production in the U.S., we stipulate that, let's say, the worst quarters in terms of GDP growth will be the third and fourth quarters, and the worst quarters for industrial production will be the second and third quarters of the year, with then sequential growth improving for industrial production from the fourth quarter of 2008 going forward, and for GDP really starting an important recovery until 2009. Our projections are consistent with that, but what we are also incorporating, and that also provides us a certain amount of support for the second half of this year, is the stimulus that we will be having from public expenditure, which will be providing stimulus in the second half of this year, as well as in 2009. And then an important exogenous factor, in a sense, that has been reducing and that had an important effect in terms of a reduction in growth, were very low growth rates in agriculture, as well as a reduction that we observed in mining due to the fall in oil production. Just, let's say, with the assumptions that we have for a relative stabilization in oil production, the effect that would have on mining production and industrial production, let's say an average year in agriculture, and then the recovery in industrial production, we're talking are the elements that are sustaining this increase in growth rates, which will not be observed in terms of annual rates in the second half of 2008, but might start to be observed in quarterly growth rates, particularly from the fourth quarter going on, and which will be in place during 2009.
Okay.
In terms of infrastructure investment, the budgetary investment is clearly in 2009 similar as the one approved for last year, slightly lower. And it is due to the fact that there was an important increase in 2007 and more importantly in 2008 in terms of the resources of the budget being channeled to infrastructure. Now we need to understand that the infrastructure agenda of the National Infrastructure Program has several different ways in which it can be executed, and the budgetary mechanism is only one of them. As a complement to that, we have the Pidiegas scheme, which has had its own dynamism in the past few years, and in 2009 we're expecting a similar amount of Pidiegas investment as the one we've had in the previous year. It's slightly higher even for 2009 in the order of 2 points of GDP. But more importantly, and the one mechanism which is making a difference and will become more important in 2009 and going forward is a public and private sector associations that we are sponsoring through our National Infrastructure Fund that is an off-budget component. The National Infrastructure Fund basically has resources coming from the toll road reconcession in a scheme that we have been sponsoring since last year. And the fund is basically combining those resources with resources of the private sector, and with that making infrastructure projects happen. That is how we are ramping up our effort in the toll road space, basically by setting up new projects. Relatively recent ones have been announced, the new toll road going from Oaxaca to the Pacific coast around Puerto Escondido, Libramiento La Piedad, Libramiento de Chihuahua, and the same thing with water management plants. A substantial effort there is underway in Guadalajara, basically to set up new infrastructure there. In San Luis Potosí, a planta desaladora in Ensenada. Those are only a few examples of new infrastructure that has no budgetary components, but at the margin are contributing in a very important way to the development of the infrastructure and basically to advance in the national infrastructure program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just to round up this comment, would you say total investment from private and public sector coming from Pidiegas budget and private associations, would they be around what you were expecting for annual investment for this national infrastructure program?
Yes, the goal there was to achieve levels of over 5 points of GDP in the next few years. From budgetary resources plus Pidiegas, we have 4.1 percentage points of GDP included in the budget, and with the off-budget components that I mentioned and the combination of public public and private partnerships, we expect that in 2009 we'll be able to reach that level and continue growing that going forward until we get to around 5.5 points of GDP in 2010 through 2012.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mesmacher, we have another question.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you can hear me. This is Paulo Leme.
Paulo, we can hear you.
Perfect, both. First of all, thanks again for the update call. My question has to do with fuel prices, and in the 2009 budget, the government envisaged a significant reduction in fuel subsidies. So my question is, has the government decided on the pace of weekly reduction in domestic fuel price subsidies, and what will be the estimated effect on inflation for the rest of the year and for next year? Thank you.
Yes, Paulo. Basically, the most important factor in the reduction of the subsidies for next year, as you mentioned, there are two components. One component is, on the one hand, that the price that we are forecasting, the price of gasoline that we use for the forecasts, is consistent with the projection for oil prices of $80 per barrel, which in principle is about $16 lower than the average price that we are forecasting for this year. So obviously that by itself gives you a very important reduction in terms of the oil, in terms of the gasoline subsidy that is implicit for next year. And I would say that that is probably the most important component within this estimation. Obviously, to the extent that oil prices turn out to be higher and gasoline prices turn out to be higher than the ones implicit in sort of the oil price that we're using for the budget, then we would be observing excess revenues from oil together with probably a higher subsidy than the one that we have incorporated in the budget. In terms of domestic gasoline prices, we will be continuing with a policy that we have been following until now, which is sort of a gradual increase, which lately has been slightly above the rate of inflation, trying to get some convergence, but still we're thinking that we will be maintaining a level, let's say, of the increase in oil prices, the monthly and now weekly increase in oil prices, that still does not deviate in a very significant way from expected inflation for next year. And in that respect, we would expect this to have a relatively small effect on inflation, if at all.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Mr. Mesmacher,
yes.
We have another question.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, please. Hello? Operator?
Yes, I'm here.
We cannot hear the question.
You cannot hear the question. Okay, please. Please go ahead if you want to ask a question. Mr. Jimenez Zuniga, Mrs.?
No, the question was answered by the answer to one of the other participants. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mesmacher, we don't have any questions.
Could you just ask one last time, given the problems we've had, please?
Wait, please, could you repeat?
Could you just check one last time if we have any additional questions, please?
Okay, yes. We have another question. Please go ahead. Mr. Humberto, Humberto Godinez, please, if you want to ask your question, go ahead. Mr. Mesmacher?
Yes.
We don't have any questions.
Well, again, thank you very much for listening in, and again, an apology for these operational problems. Please feel free, if you have any additional questions or comments, to contact us at the Investor Relations Office or to give us a call. Thank you very much.
Teleconference, I appreciate your preference. Thank you very much.